Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The first cabinet meeting since the summer break has been taking place at Avondale House in County Wicklow, ancestral home of Charles Stewart Parnell. With Budget Day less than 5 weeks away, ministers gathering in glorious sunshine in the Garden of Ireland were asked about darkening forecasts for the public finances and the storm clouds breaking over RTE. The government, it seems, will stick to its budget plans, despite criticism from the financial watchdog, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, which says it should stay within the national spending rule. Speaking as he went into Cabinet, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, argued that the coalition was being prudent and getting the balance right in its plans for Budget 24. The Taoiseach said the rule, which limits increases in public spending, needs to be breached at a time when inflation is running at around 5%. Mr. Varadkar said he didn't agree with the Council's contention that the government was in danger of repeating the mistakes of the past.
IFAC is a really important body. I was a member of the government that established it back in 2011 or 2012, respect that they have a job to do, and I do respect their advice, but I don't agree with it on this occasion. The 5% spending rule was a rule that was set by government, and the thinking behind it at the time was 2% to cover inflation and then 3% to make things better. 2 plus 3 is 5, but things have changed a lot since then. We now have inflation that's much higher than that, and if we were to stick to that 5% rule, we wouldn't be able to give pensioners and carers and people with disabilities the increase they need in the budget. We wouldn't be able to give our hard-working public servants the kind of pay increase that they're going to need. We wouldn't be able to keep up with the growing demand for health and education because of a rising population against the backdrop of inflation. So that's why, as a government, we don't agree with them on this particular issue. I would say this, and I think this is very important, there are a whole other set of European rules. People remember voting in the fiscal treaty on a whole set of European rules. We will adhere to them. The 5% rule is a particular rule that we put in place at a time of low inflation, and that's changed. And one thing we will definitely do in the budget, there will be a very substantial surplus, and we will use that surplus to pay down the debt and also to set aside for future demands. So far from fueling the economy and pouring money into the economy, we're actually going to take billions and billions out of the economy, use it to reduce debt and set it aside for the future. And I think that's the right thing to do.
Well, let's talk now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who's at Avondale this lunchtime. The Taoiseach couldn't be clearer there, Paul, and ministers very much on the same page in relation to this spending rule, particularly the ministers for finance and public expenditure.
Yeah, there was a lot of respect for the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. The Finance Minister, the Public Expenditure Minister, they're all saying the same thing, that this was a fine body. Yet at the same time, despite that respect, they were not going to take its advice. And you have to remember that the advice being given by the Council was particularly strong. It was saying breaching this 5% rule on core spending was serious. It weakens the credibility of government projections. It casts serious doubts over the integrity of Ireland's fiscal framework. And despite that very strong language, the government says on account of inflation, as you heard from the Taoiseach, they were going to put press ahead with their budgetary plans. And there was commonality in what was said between Michael McGrath, the Finance Minister, the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue. He was saying that they have lessened, learned from the difficulties of the past, that they are very much aware of risks that face the economy, and they believe they're proceeding in a prudent manner rather than a risky one.
So 5 weeks out from Budget Day, where is the government in relation to tying down the final details?
Well, like most budgets, they'll try and take those big decisions as close to Budget Day as possible. So there's still manoeuvring going on. There's still ministers going into the Department of Finance and outlining their cause, why they believe that their department should get more money. So it's intense, but we haven't actually reached the point of decision.
Separately, Paul, a briefing note from RTE, which has been considered by the Cabinet today, projects the station will lose €21 million in licence fee revenue this year. Now, Media Minister Catherine Martin spoke as well. She went into the meeting. She said she'd be updating ministers on the financial situation at RTE and what interim funding could be required by the broadcaster.
Obviously, we have to see robust reform and the trust being restored. And we see elements of reform taking shape now, and they're to be welcome. But let's see what the examinations present that RTE have themselves in train, but also the recommendations from the expert advisory committees. But government will want to see absolute concrete reform proposals to so that we have that trust in our public service broadcaster.
And Paul, Catherine Martin also revealed that in recent days RTÉ had written to her, had written to the, her department, looking for interim funding of the order of €34 million.
Exactly. There's two things here. One is the long-term funding for RTÉ, and that is still some way off. That's more of a discussion. What's really under scrutiny at the moment, Brian, is just the interim funding, how much is going to be required. Now, RTÉ in the past half an hour has confirmed that it has sought €34.5 million. At the same time, we've also heard of information which has been given by RTÉ to Cabinet, which, as you said, projects that the station could lose €21 million in licence fee revenue alone by the end of this year. And we also understand that it recorded a deficit in 2022, in other words last year, of €2.8 million. So one question which is left open just at the moment is, to what extent does the request for €34 million take into account that €21 million projection? And we haven't got an answer to that just yet.
Well, perhaps in due course. For the moment, Paul Cunningham, Matt Avondale in County Wicklow, thank you for that.